Perhaps you have friends or family members or other loved ones that are in the same or a similar boat to me. Most of my friends are at the point now where they're either having their first children or they're getting married. And for once, finally, the idea of faith is beginning to process into their minds. Most of my friends grew up Catholic. Many of them went to Catholic schools. But sort of when they got to college, the faith went to the back burner. You kind of know the story. Then they graduated college and were so focused on their careers that the idea of God never really seemed to pop into their heads again. But now as they find themselves making important life decisions like, who am I going to marry, or do I want my child baptized, the idea of God is beginning to sort of come back into their minds. Yet, sadly, for as much as they claim to be spiritual, they now want nothing to do with any form of organized religion. As I press them on this, they come back at me and say, I'm a good person. And many of them are. Many of them would do anything for anybody. They say, I love other people. They say, God and I can have this relationship ourselves. When I press a little bit further, they finally admit the truth. They say, all the rules and obligations of a church just sort of seem to get in the way of my relationship with God. They ask, why can't they just love God and it will all work out for them? Certainly, our faith calls us to love. Each and every one of us is required to follow Christ in that way. To be a follower of Christ means to become one who loves as God has loved. But you see, those rules and those obligations are there to help shape us and mold us so that we can love. For Christianity isn't a religion of fear, but of trust and of love for one who loves as the Father has. As I've thought about this question with my friends over and over and over again, I still have one question that can't be answered. Where the heck did we get the idea that we could figure this out on our own? When did we wake up one day and decide that I can figure my relationship out with God, just me and Him? I'm good enough myself. I don't need anybody else's help. I don't need a community. I don't need a church. God and I are fine on our own. The prophet Jeremiah has a very strong warning for us, if that's our view in today's gospel. He tells us, cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in his flesh. You see, what ends up happening and what I see in my friends is they are seriously working to try and figure their spiritual way out. But the pressure's now all on them. It's a huge burden for them to be spiritual but not religious. The challenge for us is not to try and run away from the rules, not to try and run away from religion and place it on our own terms, but rather to place our hope in Jesus Christ. After all, the psalmist is right when he tells us that they are blessed who place their trust in the hope of the Lord. Look, if our gospel teaches us anything today, it's that our Lord's ways are not always our ways. We all know the Beatitudes, and when you hear them, they should be a little unsettling to us. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who hunger. That's not my way. I think I'd be better off if I was full, etc. God's ways are not our ways, but that's okay. Because you see, as St. Paul reminds us, Jesus is the one who rose from the dead. Jesus is the one who found perfect fulfillment. It's not about our ways. Perhaps sometimes we got to step back and realize that maybe our ways aren't actually so good after all. As I have this discussion with my friends, I've been trying to find just a starting point because we just seem to be talking past each other. And the only starting point I can find is I realize that each and every one of us, no matter what our beliefs are, want the same thing. Each and every one of us want to be fulfilled. Each and every one of us want to be blessed or happy. You see then, Jesus' teachings, His commandments are that path to blessedness. It's what He tells us in today's gospel. Blessed are these, blessed are those. He wants the same thing for us. He wants us to have fulfillment. The problem is, we oftentimes try to do it on our own. Jesus never intends to hold us back. He comes to set us free. It's our own sin that holds us back. Just think about the habits of sin in your own life. Perhaps they bring some kind of passing pleasure. They make us happy for a short amount of time. But when they're over and done with, don't they leave us feeling even more unfulfilled than before? Friends, sin doesn't pay. It never keeps its promise. Ultimately, sin in our life is some attempt to find fulfillment, but to find it in the wrong way. For you see, Christian morality is not a list of commands, obligations, and punishments. It involves holding fast to the person of Jesus Christ, partaking of his life and his destiny, sharing in his free and loving obedience. And the teachings of our church, the practice of our faith, is there to help guide us. So ultimately, then, it's a question of trust. Do we believe Jesus when he lays out a path to blessedness in today's gospel, or do we want to try and do it ourselves? It's a very basic question. Do I believe that God loves me? Let me ask it again. Do I truly believe that God loves me? Because you see, if we believe God loves us, then the only obligation or the only thing that makes sense is to try and let him take control. For God is all powerful. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what will bring us happiness and what will bring us fulfillment. And if he loves us, he only wants that for us. Why then would I try and do it on my own? Why then would I try and figure it out? When we truly come to accept that God loves us, we begin to see that God's no's are not a rejection, but rather a redirection. The teachings of a religion are not intended to hold us back, they're actually intended to set us free. The happiest people I know in this world are the holiest people I know. I know a lot of people who have been successful, made lots of money, have kinds of fame, and deep down are not fulfilled. But then you meet those holy people, and maybe by worldly standards they haven't accomplished that much, but there's a true peace and a true fulfillment inside of them. Friends, Jesus wants us to be blessed. He wants to show us the path to true fulfillment. And he gives us that path in the teachings of his church. Why would we ever want the burden of having to try and figure it out on our own? Perhaps then the question is simple. Do I really believe Jesus when he tells me how to be blessed? Or do I want to figure it out on my own? Simple to the point. Do I believe Christ when he tells me how to be blessed or not?